Expansion Units 1 through 3, pages 50 and 51. 2. Reading.
Computer viruses, a headache for humans. A computer virus is a computer program that has the ability to infect a computer without the user's permission or even knowledge. There are more than a few similarities between computer viruses and human viruses. Biological viruses enter the body through some kind of direct contact with the body and attach themselves to a host cell. The virus spreads, and the resulting damage can include pain, suffering, or even death. Similarly, computer viruses enter a host file in your computer when you open an infected email attachment. This virus then spreads, resulting in damage that can include deletion of files, emailing of all the addresses in the computer's email address book, a slowing down of the system, or even fatal damage to the hard drive. If these viruses are so damaging, why do people allow them to infiltrate their computers? Because people are tricked into it. Viruses are sent attached to email messages. These emails use a variety of tricks to fool the reader into opening up the attachment. For example, some of these emails are designed to appeal to people's emotions. The "You Have Won" virus included an attachment titled agiftforyou.txt.vbs. Users, thinking they had been sent a gift letter, opened the file, instantly releasing a virus and infecting their computer. Another common virus disguised as a personal message is KUB. KUB is spread through messages sent through social networking sites. The emails have subject lines like, "You look funny on our new video." When users try to download the video, what they really get is a virus. Another common way email users are manipulated into opening attachments that contain viruses is with messages that appear to come from businesses that people frequently use. These typically include auction sites, delivery services, and financial institutions. One such virus is the UPS/FedEx delivery failure. This email comes with a message informing the user that a package he or she had supposedly sent could not be delivered. Users are told to click on the attachment for a refund. In reality, of course, the attachment unleashes a virus. Ironically, one virus-spreading email was disguised to look like an email about protecting the user's computer from viruses. The Microsoft Patch virus was spread through an email that urged the user to download a software patch to prevent viruses. This email even included the Microsoft trademark icon, which fooled many into believing the email was legitimate. In reality, the patch was a virus. This virus was forwarded by millions of people, resulting in the infection of computers around the world. Do all you can to avoid exposing your computer to a virus. Think of the precautions you take against catching biological infections. You wash your hands and avoid contact with sick people. Extend the same care to your computer. Consider investing in antivirus software. And whatever you do, avoid opening emails with potentially infected files. You may just save your computer from contracting a nasty illness and yourself from suffering a terrible headache.
End of CD 1.